This is Janelle Abad with KTSW, and I'm here with Andrew from the Jazz June. Did you mind just stating your name and the role in the band?
Sure. My name is Andrew Hunter Lowe, and I am the guitarist and singer for the Jazz June.
So how has your fun fest experience been thus far?
It's been pretty crazy because we flew in on Wednesday night, really late. Then the next day had a rehearsal during the day because I live in London and the rest of the guys live in Philly. So the only time we can practice is like when I'm in the same country as them. So we practiced that day, then played the gig, stayed out really late. And then one of our friends who we're staying with is actually working here. So we had to get here at like 10 a.m. You know, obviously out late, hungover, here in the sun, watching music all day long, and then back again today. The great thing is I've seen people from my high school are here. Bands that I haven't played with in 20 years have been here. So just like catching everyone, every time I walk around, I run into someone like, hey, do you remember me from, you know, back in the day? So it's been really, really fun. Yeah, it's just one of those kind of things because, I mean, one of the guys that I went to high school with is in a band called the Spider Bags, who just put out a record on Merge, and they've been playing all over the place. So I saw we're both playing the festival totally randomly, and I was like, oh, I haven't seen him in like 10 years, but he's been out touring, and I live in London now. And then when he showed up, two other dudes from my high school that I didn't even know lived here came, and I was like, haven't seen them for 20 years. It's been a totally weird, like, trip down memory lane. And even just, like, meeting some people from bands that we haven't played with since, like, the year 2000, just like, hey, do you remember that one show in New York City at this place? And it's like, oh yeah, of course, you know, which makes it fun, you know what I mean?
Fun.
Yeah.
Haven't used that pun this weekend yet.
Hashtag.
There you go. After your last album in 2000, in what ways is After the Earthquake going to be similar to that sound in comparison to...
Well, I think it probably sounds a bit more like one of our albums called The Medicine, which wasn't our last one, but it's the one that kind of like we worked toward in the first 7 years of the band. We like kind of were honing our sound. And I think with that one, we kind of captured like the best version of what we were trying to accomplish. And then after that, we did a bunch of touring, and then we just wanted to make some sort of like crazy experimental kind of album. We did that with this album called Better Off Without Air. So that was our last one. That was in 2003. So I think that now that we've had like 12 years, what people don't realize, it's been such a long time that actual recording technology has changed. Like, think about the phone you had 12 years ago to now. It's totally different. So as far as the sound of the recordings, they sound so much different because it's like cleaner, it's like easier to get like better recordings for cheap, you know, whereas before you'd have to go to like a really huge expensive studio to get really great sound, where now you can get it from simpler equipment. I think generally the sound of the recordings are, it's like a bit more modern sounding because of the equipment we're using, but because of the way we write songs, where I'm in London and I will record a guitar with a vocal and send it to the guitarist and he'll record it and we're all in different places, we kind of like don't just sit there and jam out and like write these really long complicated songs because we're not physically there. All the songs are like 3 minutes long, whereas before it was like average 5 minutes because we'd be like, oh, we really riff out on this one part, it's great, whereas now it's just like write it online, so you don't have that kind of opportunity to jam out, which I really like because I've never really been a huge sort of like jam band dude. I just want to write tight, cool, easy songs that people like and listen to on a night out and have fun, as opposed to like some really intricate, deep thing. And that's just where I'm at like right now. Right. You know what I mean? Talk to me 5 years, I might want to write some experimental jazz odyssey album, but now I'm just like, I want to go out and have a good time. And I want to write music that's energizing, if you know what I mean. Having said that, it's not really poppy, but I guess compared to our previous stuff, it's just a bit more like, I don't know, upbeat. I don't know what the word is. You know, that's a horrible way to describe it. But, you know, I think that's really what we wanted to do with this album. Just write, like, tight, good, solid album. Cut out all the sort of fluff and all the jamming and stuff and just, like, focus on having really good, sharp songs.
That being said, what has inspired the lyrics for this new album?
Well, I think a lot of it had to do with like a bit of a nostalgia, remembering sort of the band when we first started playing till now, because when I first started to work on new songs with the Jazz June, at the same time we were doing some shows in the States, like Philly and New York, like CMJ and stuff like that. So I had to relearn all those songs, and I'm sure it's the same thing with you. Like, you know when you listen to a song, it just brings you back to a time and place?
Right.
You're like, I remember I was like 17, I was living here, and I remember sitting in my bed listening to this song. And it was really that way for me, kind of like relearning the old songs. So I think that kind of like carried over into the new songs. We were kind of like thinking about all those thoughts and emotions you had at the time. Also things like, since I've been in London the last 8 years, the London riots was like a huge sort of like, well, just a situation that happened that just like makes you kind of reflect. I'm not like, this song is about the London riots, but just those sort of like ideas that sort of come from different big events in your life that have happened. Yeah, yeah. And then again, moving to London, being in a whole new country and new people, and then it's totally different scene than it used to be in. So it's just like a lot of like, where was I then, where am I now, and where do I want to go, you know, just that very introspective kind of stuff, which hopefully it's not too deep in my head that people can understand it as I'm writing the lyrics for it.
When you're writing songs, do you keep the audience more in mind, or do you write just to kind of release?
I think initially when we first started writing songs, this is the first band I actually sang and wrote lyrics for, and we started this band when I was 18, you know, so I'm 38 now. It's been a long process of learning how to have like an actual emotion that's something you feel that's worth singing about, whether it's something you think you can relate to someone else, like a hardship you've gone through, or a positive thing that you want to share with people and be like, hey man, things aren't so bad, like let's look on the positive side of things, to just like frustrations you have. When I first started off, I was very much writing in a code that only I could understand, but I was just getting all those emotions out. Still now, I'm getting those emotions out that I feel like this is worthy of speaking about. You know, I don't want to write a song about going, waking up and going to work and then going to sleep. Now I try to write where people can maybe understand the themes a little bit better. It takes a lot of work to take a thought in your head and make it into a sentence that makes sense to someone else that doesn't know you. I think lyrically it's a bit more upfront and honest about what I'm actually talking about, whereas before I was like, ooh, I don't want them to know what I'm talking about. I'm just gonna like make it sound a bit kind of weird. And I mean, the whole like after the earthquake title comes from like a theme that goes through a lot of the songs, which is figuring out how to move on after some sort of crazy life-changing event, which would be good or bad or otherwise. Every one of us in the band has had these kind of like things happen to us. You know, they all have 3 kids each. You know, I moved to another country, I'm now having a kid. Like, they've had, you know, things happen to them, good or bad, but we all sort of lived through 9/11, you know. We try to take away something positive from them, even if it's a bad thing or a good thing, and just sit down and go, what was the significance of this?
You know? The light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to necessarily be a really positive thing, but you kind of like reflect on it and go, how am I going to now move on with my life after this has happened, and just kind of like make the best of the situation. Or, wow, this is great, you know, how do I maintain this positive feeling, you know, because sometimes that's really hard. So I don't know, it's not like we're trying to write some sort of self-help album for, like, depressed people, but I guess it's just sort of the band itself. We've been together 20 years, you know, you can't help but reference these crazy things that have happened, you know.
So you just performed at CMJ. How was coming back to the live scene, band?
It's really hit or miss for us because we don't get to practice very often. Also because now we're playing clubs that all have like sound systems and a sound guy. And we used to just play like in a room with all our amps and like a vocal PA. So now it's like, if Justin's there, my guitar amp over there, so we've got to sell the sound guy there to make my amp louder than the bass that's sitting right next to him. And sometimes it can work out great, and sometimes it could be a disaster where the drummer can't hear anything but like the bass and himself. He can't hear the lyrics. Because we don't have our own sound guy, we're very unused to like being in an environment we can't just all hear each other. When it's right, it's great, but even if we sound good, sometimes we're just like, I just couldn't get into it because of the stage setup and stuff. We played this show the other night with Mineral. It's like 700 people there. And it was all a bit shaky. But no, the thing is, these are things that in the band we know. It's just kind of like a very self-reflective thing.
Well, I think that's part of the beauty of live shows, is that you get to see the realness of the music rather than just pristine.
Even like Donna Sir Jr. last night, amazing band, love every song. The sound was kind of shit, and it was like, this is weird, you know? And I was like, made me feel better. It's like, we're not the only ones, you know? I'm not comparing us to Donna Sir Jr., but they've been playing for just as long. Some nights it just doesn't work, you know? Sometimes I try to overcompensate by being really animated on stage, and then that becomes the thing that makes it fun, you know? I'm like, okay, the sound ish, I'm just gonna go for it and go nuts, and then it makes it fun. I think we all really, very early age in the band, realized that you have to be interesting on stage, or what's the point? I hate going and seeing bands who just sit there. And it's like, how am I going to get into your music if you're not even into it? You have to be the most into it. And I go, song that I want to dance to because I see you doing it, you know. When you're in a band, the most fun part is playing live. Recording is fun, but it's stressful, and you've got everything perfect. But live, you just have to have fun with it. You can be on a tour for, you know, 6 months. Every single night is the same, but you're also like, I've got 20 more of these ahead of me and 10 behind me. It doesn't matter if I messed up one song.
Has working on other musical projects in between this album and the previous album influenced the band's sound in any way?
Yeah, I think so, because, like I was saying before, my friend in the Spider Bag, like in between the Jazz June 2003 and now, I played a lot with him and another friend of ours, Greg, and they were much more like garage rock, almost country-ish kind of stuff, like old school blues stuff, like Waylon Jennings, really. A lot of that music is very basic in like the song structures, but it's got like key sounds to it, like the guitar twang or something like that. And I think I brought a lot of that kind of sound to the new Jazz June stuff. But as soon as I would like play a part in a certain way to Justin, our drummer, he'd be like, can we make that less country and more super chunk, more 90s? And I'd be like, okay, cool. So then, you know, you both come together with an idea. Dan, he's more into sort of like Chicago-y Stereo Lab kind of bassy kind of thing. Brian, he's in plays guitar very sort of like bendy, leady, Designer Sir Jr., Jay Masters kind of stuff. So I think all of our sort of like influences come together at a certain common ground where it's like, you know, I might say, I want this to sound like Waylon Jennings. It's like, well, I want it to sound like Radiohead. And then somehow it's like, how about it sounds like Yola Tango? It's like, yeah, cool.
Make a love child.
Yeah, exactly. I like having things change. So if I were to write a song and play the drum part to it, it'd be very simple. But when I bring it to Justin, our drummer, or same with guitar or bass, they do something that I would have never thought of, and it just makes it sound better. And I don't care what direction it goes into, you know, we're all happy. You have to be interested in the music that you're playing and want to, like, play it over and over again, because that's really what it becomes. As soon as you put an album, you've got to play those songs maybe for the last
exactly.
Next 20 years. So you better enjoy them. You better make them the best that they can be.
Where can we follow more of the Jazz June?
Well, we're pretty active on Facebook and Twitter. There's also the Top Shelf website always has, like, all the newest songs and, you know, just straight up, you can buy a shirt and CD here. And then we're always on, like, Twitter and Facebook mostly. I mean, today, someone who had said, I'm coming to Fun Fest to see the Jazz June. And then, like, out of a few hours free, I was like, hey, let's go meet for a beer. So we met up and had a beer, you know. But it's a really cool thing that in the modern age of music, you can, like, connect with your fans because they're just, like, people you'd want to hang out with anyway. So, yeah, we're, like, very active on especially Twitter and Facebook until it changes to the next thing, you know.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
this is Janelle Abad and Andrew from the Jazz June.